Checking in with Don Hayes and Jenny Michael of Dove. Domestic violence ended here in Quincy because October means it's time for the Harvesting Hope fundraiser. And this year, due to obvious reasons, it has to go virtual, but it is still happening. So ladies, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's always awesome to be here with you. October also means Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So not only do we have Harvesting Hope, but Dove has a lot of other activities that are happening as well. So just wanted to let you know that too.
Yeah, appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking about that. And Jenny, I don't know that you and I have met either virtually or in person, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I think we talked a little bit during Diva's Dance over back in the spring, but all of our brains were a little scrambled at that time, so.
Yes, who would think that we're still doing this virtually? But I'm really glad we have, the means to do this, to let folks know that Dove is still there, certainly, and the mission has not changed. So, Don, maybe we could ask you to kind of bring us up to date, I guess, on how Dove is handling the pandemic so far.
Well, we are still doing our good work. We are doing it all virtually. So folks are generally working from home. A few people come into the office, but as far as meeting with clients, we are doing everything virtually, but our programs are still going strong. The pandemic has caused a rise in the need for our services, unfortunately. And we even had a little bit of a waiting list at one point, which is terrible. So everything that they tell you to do to keep you safe for COVID, stay home, isolate, don't go around other people, is really a serious problem for folks who are challenged by domestic violence.
Yeah, I know last time we had talked, you were seriously concerned about, victims being basically imprisoned with their abusers. You know, is that still a concern?
Oh, absolutely. And the longer this goes on, folks who might not normally turn to violence, folks are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. There's a lot of stress and fear. It's a huge concern. This is really, and there's no real end in sight. We're coming into winter, so you're not going to have the ability to just step into your backyard or take a walk around the block. The isolation is going to get a little bit more intense. So yes, we're very concerned.
Are you still able to operate your emergency shelter?
Very good question, Joe. Well, we had to move everybody out of the shelter. Quincy, the mayor, and his team were very kind to help us put our folks in hotels through July. So in July, we moved some folks back in. Congregate living like that is really tough because our shelter is staffed 24/7, right? There's no real way to really social distance. So we have a couple of families living in the shelter, and we also have some folks in what we would normally call transitional housing, but it's not transitional. It's temporary, so as they're not all in one space.
Okay. Now that, kids are back in school, at least part-time, has that changed the situation for folks at all who might be in an abusive situation?
Having the kids go back to school physically, I think, would be quite helpful. Mm-hmm. But currently, they're in a staggered kind of setup where they're in school a couple of days. They do, there's a lot of stress when you're trying to do your job at home. You've got your kids at home, you're trying to be a teacher, and then you have, potentially some family, domestic violence happening. I mean, it's just a terrible stew. So that's, yes, it is a concern.
Yeah. For folks watching or listening who may find themselves in that situation, what are some of your best tips, some advice for them to get out of that situation?
Well, I'm hoping that you can share our emergency hotline number. Please call our emergency hotline. Please call Dove's community-based services office. We have advocates who we can connect you with and provide you with services virtually.
Okay, so the message is you're not alone, right?
you are not, you're absolutely not alone. And also this situation makes it tough for folks to make that call. You know, if somebody is over your shoulder all the time or just in the next room, you know, lots of people live in small apartments. So it's really tough, but if you can find a way to reach out to us, we are absolutely here for you.
Sure. For Domestic Violence Awareness Month, are there things that DVA is doing in particular for that, or are there things pending, say, in the state legislature to that end?
Well, I'll let Jenny share what DVA is doing for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Okay. Great. Jenny, it's, of course, we always think of Harvesting Hope during October, and it's usually a blast fundraiser for DVA. What's going to be happening this year?
Yeah, well, so we will be having Harvesting Hope, and this year it's actually a week of Harvesting Hope. Oh. So rather than just one day to be together, we're going to have an entire week online where folks can drop in, drop out, and see what they want to see, and, you know, come when they're available. So we'll be hosting Harvesting Hope online from October 23rd through October 30th at our website, which is, the link is there on the screen for you. And so that website will go live on the 23rd at 5 p.m. And that's when our auction will open, as well as, you know, we have a whole bunch of videos, informational videos, some survivor speaker testimonials. We have a couple of wish lists from our program areas. So lots of ways to get involved with Harvesting Hope this year. And we're really excited about it.
Well,
I also want to just share, Joe, that, you know, historically, Harvesting Hope is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Generally, we've raised over $250,000. And this year, due to COVID, due to it being virtual, we still need to raise that money just to, you know, to help provide our services and to keep DVA's doors open. So I really encourage folks to come see the videos, learn about DVA, and please give what you can, because we have lowered our goal a little bit, but it's still really tough. And, you know, we need to raise a significant amount of money this year.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm guessing you're going to see a residual effect, you know, post-pandemic as well, that that you'll have to attend to, and you'll need resources to do that.
Most certainly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jen, let's talk about fun stuff. Let's talk about some of the auction items that'll be available for Harvesting Hope.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a few good items, and actually this Friday on the 9th, our auction preview will be going up, so folks can log in and hop on our website and see everything that's available. In terms of major items, you know, we have a Tom Brady jersey available for bidding, which is, it's a signed jersey in a nice big frame, really
is
stunning.
Is it a Patriots jersey or a Buccaneers jersey?
It's a Patriots.
Jersey. It's absolutely a Patriots jersey.
Okay.
No, we don't speak about the Buccaneers.
Sorry. Okay.
We also have, you know, a couple of, we have a getaway to a lake house or a beach house in Truro available for a weekend. We'll also have a raffle. Tickets for that are available now at our website. And the raffle is for a 5-night stay at a house in New Hampshire, a lake house in New Hampshire. And Dawn will be doing that drawing herself on Thursday night during the only live portion we have for Harvesting Hope this year.
Oh.
On Thursday night, the 29th at 7:30 p.m. Okay. And that will be hosted on Facebook and Instagram Live. So make sure that folks are tuning in at that time to see Dawn do the drawing at least, and then also to get a little bit of a tour of DVA's offices, to hear from our executive director and board of directors, as well as a survivor speaker.
Oh, super. That's good to know. Again, the 29th, 7 p.m., you said?
7:30 p.m.
Okay, good to know. So it is a whole week, but there is still a live element to it, which I think is
Yes, there is. Yeah. You know, we wanted this event to still feel as though there's an element of community to it, because that is what's so important to us, is our community. And, you know, we were trying to find a way to be able to bring people in, and that felt like a really great way to connect with connect with our folks and give them an opportunity to engage with us a little bit more deeply. But that being said, you know, this whole online experience has been really great for us in terms of, you know, outreach and broadening our community and bringing people into the folds. Because, you know, you can be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and be involved with one of our events with Harvesting Hope this year. And so that's really exciting for us. And that's also part of why, you know, we wanted to highlight each of our programs and give folks an opportunity to really get to know us a little bit better and understand what it is we do and all of the different aspects that we have. So it's definitely a very exciting opportunity for us.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the silver lining that a lot of organizations are finding is that they're able to reach an audience that might have gone untouched, you know, otherwise. How did Divas Dance work out?
Yeah, Divas Dance went really well. We had a great time. As you know, we had Candy O'Terry as our host, and she did a fantastic job.
Awesome.
Absolutely phenomenal. We were thrilled to have her and thrilled to have everyone who tuned in with us there that night. It was really something else. Unlike anything.
Had over 300 people come.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That's super.
Yeah, we did. So we did have good attendance. We very nearly reached our goal, which was very exciting. And we hope to continue that with Harvesting Hope this fall.
Sure. Are there, I know that's typically you have major corporations or businesses that are supporting you. Is that the case this time as well?
It certainly is. Yes, we have a number of sponsors.
State Street is a sponsor.
Granite Telecommunications in Quincy as well as a huge sponsor for us this year and will actually be featured in a video on opening
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Yes, so, yeah. Rob Hale, the CEO for Granite, is going to be doing a video, has done a video for us about, he's very passionate about support for employees who have been victims of domestic violence. So he's done a video for us, which is tremendous. And now they're a first time sponsor. So we're really excited about that.
That's super. Yeah, she's very philanthropic. I know. And I know a lot of smaller businesses that are struggling themselves right now during this pandemic, but are still, you know, being as generous as they possibly can, trying to keep their people employed and also give back to the community at the same time.
Yeah.
Really tough.
Yeah,
it is. It's very difficult at this time, and which is part of why we're so incredibly grateful to the folks who are still able to give what they can to us. We know that it's not easy. You know, we're all struggling these days, and so we're really grateful for all the folks who've been able to give in any way that they can.
Sure. In terms of say volunteer opportunities or other ways that folks in the community can help, Jen, what are some good suggestions or Don?
Well, right now, we're really not in a position to do a lot of volunteer work. Obviously, we have a very skeletal staff at the office, maybe two or three people a day. You know, social distancing is very important, wearing masks, very important. So that's really not an option right now. But as Jenny mentioned, we have, during the week of Harvesting Hope, we're going to have some wish lists for various programs where if people want to give, it's a wide range of things. It's not always something very expensive if people would like to support us in that way, or maybe do a drive for folks. The holidays are coming up. We have a holiday assistance program. Okay. This year, the focus is going to be on gift cards, which sort of disappoints our normal folks who love to, you know, we usually give them a list and they go shopping and they buy the gifts. But right now we really don't have the capacity to sort those gifts and then get them to the families. So what we're doing is focusing on gift cards. So that's an option.
Okay. Yeah. I think there's going to be, you know, just like Harvesting Hope, a lot of online holiday shopping this year too, as well.
That's for sure.
So.
One more thing, Joe. During the month of October, we're still having our vigils. We always have two to three vigils. They will be obviously Zoom vigils, but we've done quite an impressive video for that. So that's another opportunity. And if folks go to our website, they can see the calendar of what the activities are going to be, the other activities for the month.
Oh, good to know. Okay. And I know, Jen, you mentioned there's going to be victim stories. So these are folks that are willing to tell their story in public.
Yeah, folks who've come through some of our programs and who are hoping to share their experience with people in our community. So, you know, they can talk about all the things that they've learned through Dove, things that we've been able to help them with, and, you know, give that sense of you're not alone to folks who might be watching, to folks who might be engaging with Harvesting Hope. It's really good to have those sorts of people so that, you know, you can see that they're absolutely the basis of our community. And it's really, we're really very grateful to have them there with us.
Yeah, that is a very courageous thing to do, because I know there's a whole element of self-blame, and self-esteem.
Stigma.
And stigma attached to domestic violence that they have to overcome and probably receive counseling for, and to come through that, come out on the other side and be able to share their story and maybe bring somebody else through that at the same time. That's, I'm guessing, what the whole theme of Harvesting Hope is, right, Dawn? There is hope.
Oh, absolutely. There is hope. And also to see people that look like you. You know, a lot of times we want to believe that domestic violence, people who are affected by domestic violence is the other person, you know, the poor person, the whatever. Mm-hmm. But domestic violence affects all walks of life, all ethnicities, all sexual orientations, everybody in some way. So it's important to see that, and also how these folks have come through and have, you know, come on the other side. You'd be so surprised. The folks that we have speak at our events are so excited to speak. They want to share their story.
Wow.
You know, we don't have to hunt them down. You know, they come to us and say, you helped me and now I want to help somebody else.
Part of the recovery process, I would guess, right, is talking about it and being able to get it out and take the veil of secrecy away, right?
True, but they have to be far enough away from it for that to be okay. Because, you know, telling a story like that is like pulling a scab off. You don't necessarily know what's underneath and how it's going to affect you in sharing that. So we really try to make sure that folks are out of our programs, onto their new chapter, and then, you know, really talk to them and make sure that they're in the right place to share their story.
Sure.
Yeah. And their stories are absolutely incredible to hear. The strength, the resilience of some of these people is very humbling and truly incredible.
Yeah, and inspiring, I'm sure, for folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
And we still walk them through that process. So when someone agrees to be a speaker for us, we still have an advocate who checks in with them, who is there when they're being taped, who basically holds their hand through it, because we just want to make sure that they're not traumatized by sharing their story.
Yep. It's, you know, to be in a safe environment and to feel that you're around people you can trust. I can't think of anything that'd be more important in that situation. Sure.
Absolutely.
So Jen, if we can, let's review one more time the virtual Harvesting Hope fundraiser.
Yes. Yeah. Virtual Harvesting Hope fundraiser, a week of Harvesting Hope from October 23rd through October 30th, with the live event happening on October 29th. That's the Thursday at 7:30 PM on Facebook and Instagram Live.
And don't forget those auctions.
Yeah, don't forget the auction. Don't forget to buy raffle tickets. There's lots of ways to be involved, and we just want you here with us.
And donate. Donate what you can.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else we should touch on, ladies?
I think that's it. Jenny, our Facebook page is Dove Inc., correct?
Yes.
So they know how to look for it.
DOVE, INC.
Okay. And the main website, dovema.org.
Correct.
Great. Dawn, Jenny, thank you both so much. Really appreciate it. Hope you have an excellent event this year.
Thank you so much, Joe.
It's always nice to see you and be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Likewise. Hopefully, as I said back in April, hopefully we can do it again in person next time.
That would be nice.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.